Make. Blob. Article 1. The Titan Arum is a plant that looks like it's from the Little Shop of Horrors, is going to bloom again, and you can watch it live over the web. The growers of a rare flower, the giant but malodorous Titan Arum, or corpse flower, say large plant that blossomed 4 years ago is about to blossom again, and may be on a record-setting pace for cultivated Titan Arums. You have to admire a plant called the Titan Ivy, Big Bucky and the corpse flower, Violink. Article 2. Art mobs are unofficial audio tours of MoMA. Before you head off to the museum, you download the audio files and listen to commentary that you can't get with the audio guides that MoMA offers. The audio also offers some music. I personally think this is going to be the way that a lot of people tour museums in the next few years: audio metadata, tagging ...etc. Another interesting thing would be to add photos as well as recording your own and publishing those back. Rocket Boom has the video of all this. Link. Article 3. I wonder if the bacteria could eat the dead batteries to power electronics. Scientists have long studied bacteria that can clean up toxic waste by eating it. Other bacteria have been employed to produce electricity. Now scientists have found a 2-for-1 deal in bacteria that will eat toxic chemicals 24/7 and make electricity to boot. Link. Article 4. Tune in to CKDU Halifax's only FM campus community radio station if you're in Canada and listen to Make. You can also listen live online via their website. 11MPSD audio will be posted soon. We're also going to be on Let's Talk Computers, 3 p.m. Central. On both shows we're going to talk about do-it-yourself projects, hacking, modding, and all the stuff in Volumes 1 and 2 of Make. Article 5. Why wait until next year to get your Intel-based Mac when you can make your own? InventGeek.com converted a Mac G3 to an Intel P4 that can run Windows or Linux. It's more of a case mod, with a new micro ATX motherboard, fan, power and then some fabrication, plus hacking to make it all fit, but a fun project, via Link. Article 6. The iPod Photo Connector is a neat little accessory, $29. You plug into your iPod Photo, and to your supported camera, which can transfer all the photos off your camera, and to the iPod, giving you 40/60 gigs of storage. I finally got around to using mine, and I think for many trips, I can leave the computer home and save money on memory cards. The connector also seems to transfer any files in the image directory. I was able to transfer movie and MP3s. Of course, I had to see what else I could plug it in to. It charges the Shuffle. And you can make a super cheap DI version of the Belkin Media Reader. It also works with a lot of other devices, and now we have some hacks I need to do. Here are a ton of photos. Article 7. The CVS disposable video camera isn't out in all areas, but there are some folks who have started to take it apart, document it, and more. It looks like it's using a Samsung 256MB flash chip. There's a bit about the connectors, so it's really just a matter of weeks now until you can pick one of these up, build a cable, then have a really cheap digital video camera